right now. We are joined by the GM, Alan Benavides.
What is up?
How you doing?
I am doing great, man.
How long you been here? How long have you been a Eugenian now?
I don't know if I'm a local yet, but I'm going on my 9th season.
Jeez. That's obscene. Time just absolutely flies by.
Yeah, 10 years next year. It's crazy.
Well, the thing is, I just got notified, didn't even realize because I can't add. I just, my 10th year doing the show at Cumulus, so don't blink. Again, your background, where do you hail from?
I'm born in East L.A.
That's right.
Yeah.
They wrote a song about it.
Yeah, they did. It's really, Cheech. I mean, I've had that song sang to me. I couldn't tell you how many times.
You say that, people. You would just be like, I know already. Can we move on?
No, I'm that. You know, when I do Rotary presentations, I talk about where I'm from. I'm born in East L.A., and I use the album cover, like the movie. It's Cheech up there,
That's awesome.
But yeah, that song was sung to me a lot, man. But yeah, born in East L.A., grew up out in that area, Pico Rivera, La Habra, Whittier. So.
Were you a baseball junkie growing up? Love other sports?
Yeah.
Kind of curious.
Yeah, it's interesting. I loved baseball from when I was a kid. I mean, I grew up a big Dodger fan. Bleed blue, love the Dodgers, but obviously the Cubbies, love them too, pay the bills. But you grew up a Dodger fan. Played baseball through my freshman year. I continued loving the game. I didn't play much further than that, but loved the game. And it was really the only sport I played. So,
what was your first job in baseball?
I did ticket sales. Yeah. Fun. Yeah. I did not Lake Elsinore. I made a career change. I worked in Hollywood previously. I was a junior agent, and I worked out of college. I got a job in Hollywood and did that for a few years and met my wife, had a baby. Wasn't really the best job, really, and I wanted to stay in entertainment. I loved sports, and the winter meetings were going on in Anaheim in 2004, and took a resume, and I just started running into people and trying to get my foot in the door.
That's awesome. What was your level of familiarity with a city like Eugene before you moved here, like you said, 9 years ago to uproot your family to take this gig?
All I knew about Eugene was the university.
Yeah.
I had never been to Oregon. I had just had this – I think there's a stereotypical thing that, Angelenos and Californians think of, or Eugene, and it's like – hippies and whatnot, and it's not like that at all. I got up here, it's not as much as you think. It's a pretty awesome town. Got up here in December 2009, and it was beautiful. We fell in love with it immediately.
What was it that was so appealing about you that you wanted to get into the front office end of baseball?
My appeal to minor league baseball specifically is the entertainment aspect of it. Not only is it baseball, but it's something to do. It's something that brings together friends and family in a setting where there's baseball going on. You can talk. You don't have to pay super close attention to the game. I'm sure there's a lot of people that do, but it's an event, and I really like the aspect of coming up with the promotions, the music, what our mascot's going to do. How do we interact with the community, with our players? I believe that we can make an impact through our team, through baseball and our community. And to me, it's a really attractive. It's harder to do that in the big leagues. I've had opportunities move up, but I have chosen to stay in minor league baseball because I do love it.
We're talking with Alan Benavides of the Eugene M's, the GM of the M's. It's a tongue twister. When fans think about baseball, maybe the big club and, the names we attach to the Cubbies, like Theo Epstein or Jed Hoyer, I'm kind of curious, in your position here at this level, which is so critical for development,
absolutely,
what's your level of communication with those guys?
So the Cubbies, the front office guys we deal with the most are going to be like Jaron Madison, who's our farm director. We deal with him a lot, and he's telling us about player transaction, who's coming, who's leaving, that sort of stuff. And then once they get here, LaRue takes over, our new manager, who we're really stoked with. And that's about it. We're not – if I get a second baseman who's just atrocious, I can't call Theo and be like, yo, Theo, give me somebody else. They're developing their guys, and they've got a plan. I got to put unis on their backs and give them a stadium to play on and hopefully put butts in the seats so they have a good time watching.
There's not a hotline that Theo picks up when you
not that he'll answer for me.
The one thing that has always fascinated me about this level, and the when I got here in 1990, I remember I was talking with somebody in the organization, and everybody who follows sports, plays sports, I don't care what level it is, you're trained, what can we do to win? What can we do to win?
Right.
Then all of a sudden you get to A-ball, and it's really, you want to win, but it's secondary. to the development angle. Have you ever run into a manager or somebody in your organization who just has trouble accepting that the most important thing isn't winning this game, it's making sure that that pitcher develops?
I think it's a – you know what I've come to learn? It's a team thing. It's whatever your big league club believes in. I'll tell you this. The Cubs believe in developing through winning. It's true. I mean, we've been with them for three full seasons. They've taken us to the championship twice. They care about winning.
Right.
The Padres, tremendous organization. I spent 14 years through that organization, 12 years, excuse me. And that was very much focused on individual players. I believe that the Cubs do care about winning. Obviously, they know that they got to develop guys and they got to play certain guys and whatnot. But for the most part, they do develop. They do believe in winning through development. And I think you see that at every one of their levels. So, again, some teams, some big league clubs take a little more pride in that winning culture, I think.
That's interesting. We had a chance to talk with your new skipper, Steve LaRude. We chatted him up earlier. That process, so Jesus Feliciano goes and takes a gig at AA. Yep. What's the process of searching for a new manager and finally landing a guy like Steve, who's a first-time manager?
Yeah, so it's an interesting story. And I don't know if you got into how he got landed the gig, but when he got drafted in 2003, I think he got drafted in the third round, the scout who drafted him is our current farm director, Jaron Madison, who I brought up earlier.
That's unbelievable.
And so,
small world.
Yeah, the baseball world is very small. And so he spent 15 years playing for various clubs. I think he played for 11 total clubs. You know, had a blink in the big leagues.
With
in
the Phillies.
Well, yeah, yeah. The Phillies, caught for Papelbon. And so when he retired in the spring training 2017, he took a front office gig with the Rangers. He didn't really like that at all. Like, he was a special assistant to the GM. He wasn't really crazy about it. He wanted to be on the field. And so he decided to give it a break. And somebody at the Rangers called Jaron and said, "Hey, you know, I know you know this kid. What do you think about him? You know, he's available." And Jaron called him immediately. "Hey, you want to manage?" I mean, he'd been in the game a long time, knows the system. And he
sees the game through a catcher's eyes, which is always unique.
Absolutely, you know. And so he jumped at the opportunity, and we'll see what he can do. I think he's tremendously engaging. I've seen him in the clubhouse with the players. We have a lot of Latin guys. So we'll see how that works. We have our two coaches are bilingual, so that was interesting to see the communication. But there's a lot of great experience that he has that he can teach these kids. Because, you know, our kids, we have a young staff this year.
I found it interesting the way he put it. And, you know, just talking to him as somebody who was a high draft pick and stayed that long in the minor leagues, got the taste of the show. Yeah. But like he said, which I thought is probably very telling about a guy who just, you could tell he's got baseball in his veins. He said he wanted to keep the uniform on.
Yeah, right. You know, he wanted to stay on the field. I mean, here's an opportunity to be a special assistant to a GM at a big league level, right? At the top, at the front office, in the war room, you know, scouting.
Right.
He wants to be on the field in A-ball, Z-ball, right? You know what I mean? That's what he loves. That's his calling.
I mentioned about the developmental angle here and, you know, the desire to win. And, of course, you know, right now you could talk about the Cubbies like to win at every level. But, of course, they had the eternal drought. But just what has it been like these last couple years where just all over the organization, from this level all the way up to Wrigley, just – man, the successes. They're one of, right now, the last 3 years into this year, they're one of the most successful North American sports franchises.
Absolutely. It's contagious. You know, we want to see it. You know, for a team that, you know, I don't know if you remember, when we first started here, we used to end our commercials with, you know, M's Baseball, bringing you 38 years of championship-free baseball. You know, we used to own not winning. But now we win, and it's happening through all the levels. We love it. Like I said, it's contagious. I think the Cubs do a tremendous job in their drafting. We certainly lost a lot of prospects in some of the trades they made recently at the big league level. But what's interesting about it is that the guys they continue to draft continue to be players for us. And so it's exciting. I like I said, I've only been here with the Cubbies now for three. It's our fourth season. And it is a lot of fun.
It's been a heck of a 4 years.
Yeah.
So this year, with the season opener now literally 50 hours away, against Vancouver, a couple people have said, when you talk to Alan, ask about, because you mentioned what you love to do and engage, all kinds of promotions that just enhance the experience here. What's on tap? Let's just start with the opening five-game set against Vancouver.
Yeah, so we should have tremendous crowds this opening series. There's a shot of selling out all five games. Our ticket sales are doing very, very well.
Sweet.
Opening day, obviously, just opening day on Friday. It's going to be exciting to see the boys on the field. Saturday, we're doing our first Monarcas game, which is our Latin initiative that we're doing through minor league baseball. And we're doing a T-shirt giveaway that day. And on Sunday, Father's Day, come out, bring your pop, play catch on the field. On Monday, we've got our a reading program. We're working with the local schools to encourage reading, and should have probably a 1,500-person walk-up. We'll be close to sold out.
Right.
And then Tuesday, we got our Monarcas game again, and that's going to be with mariachi. We have great food. That will be an interesting game.
And just looking ahead throughout the season, it used to be, I'm old enough to remember, when you can go to Yankee Stadium or Shea Stadium and see something called a twin bill. You're having a doubleheader this year?
Right,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, so that is kind of forced on us because of the Grateful Dead show, or the Dead & Company show, on June 30th, right? So we couldn't have a game. So we took that 30th game, and we're doing a doubleheader on July 1st to start, you know, a 4 o'clock game. It'll be 2 7-inning games with a 35-minute break in between. July 3rd this year, you know, there's that new rule that took place possibly because of us from last season. July 3rd.
Like your 20-inning game.
Man, that was brutal. It's amazing how many phone calls I got about that. Not just from upset Eugenians, but also from people throughout our industry calling saying, man, I'm sorry, that was awful.
That has to just be maniacal.
Oh, man, it was brutal. But, yeah, you know, one of the new things is, you know, extra inning games start with a runner on second. You know, that'll probably end a lot of things. That's only happening in minor league baseball, so nobody needs to get freaked out about the big leagues.
Right.
July 3rd, our big fireworks show, we're doing the same thing again. So it will go off before 11 o'clock, I promise, guaranteed. Promise, city's already told us. Star Wars night. We're working with Baseballism this year. They're a great company out of Portland, Oregon. Guys,
never heard of them.
Yeah, they got a billboard out here this year. Baseballism. They do just baseball apparel. They take all these funny quotes from baseball and they turn them into shirts. It's they're doing our cap, so we're gonna do a glow in the dark cap giveaway.
By the way, that man on second to start extra innings. Mm-hmm. When it got brought up last year, I think it was one of our callers. It might have been one of my producers who said that they need to implement that rule, but it always has to be a Molina. Is that the best?
That's great.
That's a great idea.
That's great.
So, with baseball, and one of the things that you like to tap into is the young people to get excited. You know, the kind of mentality of get a fan young, you got them for life. You've got special youth days. Give me the specifics.
Yeah, so we're doing a variety of different things. Like I said, the reading program is one of our biggest ones. We do 6 nights where we're encouraging kids to come read books, get tickets. We're doing baseball camps. We've got 2 different baseball camps working with our players. We're doing Kids Eat Free on Wednesdays, you know, bring kids. Kids get a free Carl's Jr. coupon to go eat at Carl's Jr., and they also get a free hot dog and a beverage here at the stadium. And then what else we got?
What are the days when, I think, what's it, under 12?
Yeah, so that's on Wednesday. So Kids Eat Free, you know, brought to you by Carl's Jr., her friends over there.
Is there a chance, I mean, let's face it, there's nothing as unique as this level of baseball. You have the draft, and 45 minutes later, you got to field a team.
Yeah.
It seems like. I mean, could you get any kind of a gauge of you know, what your strengths will be, new faces, who you're bringing back, and the kind of team you'll have? Or you might have an idea, but it's going to have to play itself out.
Yeah. We may see that kid from the shortstop from Stanford. You know, they got bounced a little early in the tournament. Possibly come here. The thing is, we have 3 shortstops, so we'll see what happens there. You know, we have 3 shortstops that have to play. I don't know how you play 3 shortstops at the same time, but that kid will be exciting to see. You know, our pitcher should be decent. You know, we got Jose back this year, Jose Albertos, who dominated this league last year but struggled a little bit in South Bend. Doesn't have any injuries or anything. He's just, you know, struggling with his command a little bit. So hopefully he can find his groove back here in Eugene, see him for a little bit till our draft guys come in. So we should see those draft guys come in right around the 3rd of July. You know, I think those guys signed. They got to go through health things, and they got to go to Mesa, Arizona, and get evaluated and all that, and then they'll show up here in Eugene, hopefully early July.
All right. And in closing, I mean, I could ask you a million questions.
Yeah, keep going. Let's go.
What am I not asking you?
You talked about the kids, and the other thing, one of the things we're excited about is we're doing a baseball camp out at Peterson Barn Park on the 25th of June. If people are interested, it's going to be free. We're doing an equipment drive right now because we're trying to give equipment to kids that maybe don't have it, have never played the game.
Huh.
We want to spread the love of baseball. You know, it'll be free. We'll be at the park with our players, encouraging the play of baseball, the game, giving out equipment and whatnot. And so we're really excited about that. You know, a lot of folks that maybe don't come to games, you know, kind of get them into
right. Sharing the love of baseball. AB, always a pleasure.
Thank you,
it's June 13th. We shall chat many times
yes,
over the course of this season.
Really appreciate you, brother.
This is awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, man.